A couple of months ago, I told you that I broke my foot while loading a truck with some donations for one of our ministries. I had been off work and missed going to church during the first few weeks of my convalescence. When I returned to work, I was on crutches. Therefore, I sat on the first bench that I can get to. It was the bench that was closest to the door. After a few weeks, I noticed that everyone that sat on that particular bench was crippled in one way or another. I came in on crutches. Someone else came in a wheelchair. One person used a walker and another rode a scooter. One Sunday, a lady came in on a walker. She looked around in search of a seat, but the bench was full. Just then, a person that was sitting next to me got up, escorted the lady to his seat, and he moved to another bench. When I looked around the church, I realized that there were people all over the sanctuary that had sat on that same bench at one time or another. Now they were sitting on other benches. Some of them are sitting in the pulpit. Some of them are sitting in the choir stand. Some of them are ushers. Some are deacons, praise dancers, or serving in other areas of ministry. The church is full of people that were crippled by one sin or another. Some of us were crippled by drugs. Some of us were crippled by lust. Some were crippled by greed, while others were crippled by pride. God has delivered all of us from something. All of us came to the church crippled and broken. Then one day, we felt God tugging at our hearts. We walked down the aisle, shook the pastor's hand, and took a seat on the crippled bench. The problem is, some of you are still sitting there. You have been sitting there for years. You have become content just sitting on the bench with the crippled people. God did not deliver you so you can just sit there and do nothing. He delivered you so you can serve. It is time for you to get up, escort a crippled person to your seat, and do what God has told you to do.
Reverend Burton Barr Jr., author of Amazing Grace, The Storm is Passing Over, and The Hoodlum Preacher. Books in stores now. For more information, visit CobaltBooks.com and TheHoodlumPreacher.com.